Sagt the Mishnah, if someone says, Koin am I sleeping, or Koin am I speaking, or Koin am I walking, or if someone says to his wife, Koin am I having tashmish with you, in all these cases he has subjected a lav of lo yachal devari, meaning it's an effective nether. Sagt the Gemara, if someone says, Koin am I eyes from sleeping today, if I sleep tomorrow. So the real Isser is today, but the Tanai is on tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda Neimer Rav says he's not allowed to sleep today because we're afraid that maybe he's going to sleep tomorrow, which would retroactively make it that today was Usser and he'd be over Layachal Devar. Rav Nachman says he may sleep today and we're not concerned for tomorrow. Yehuda would agree that if he says, Koyin in my eyes from sleeping tomorrow, if I sleep today, so that the Isser is tomorrow and the Tanai day is today, that he may sleep today because the Neder is on tomorrow, and we're not concerned that one will not keep his Neder, we're only concerned that he may not keep the condition day. Our Mishnah says, if someone says, Koin am I sleeping, it's an effective Neder, and he's subject to the Lav of Lo Yachal. Now, that can't be referring to where he makes a Neder on the sleeping, because the Neder is only effective on something of substance, a Dovah Sheyesh Mamish. So it can't be referring to where he just says, Koin am on sleeping. It also can't be referring to where he just says kainim on my eyes from sleep without giving any time limit, because over there it's fine, it's davar sheyesh by mamish, but if there's no time limit, we learn that in such a case Rabbi Yochanan says we'd give him malchus immediately and then allow him to sleep, because a person can go without sleeping. It can't be that the cases where he makes a neder not to sleep tomorrow if he sleeps today, because since today is the condition day and not the isser day, we have said that everyone would agree that we would allow him to sleep today. Rather, the case must be where he makes a neder not to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. So today is the Isser day, tomorrow is the condition day. And the Mishnah is teaching that if he sleeps today and then sleeps tomorrow, he would be subject to Lo Yachal. This suggests that he would be allowed to sleep today as long as he doesn't sleep tomorrow. So this is a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we would not allow him to sleep today at all. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying that if he does sleep today, although we wouldn't allow him to do so, but if he does, he can be subject to the lav if he then also sleeps tomorrow. However, we would not allow him to sleep today. Ravina gives another text. Ravina says that the Mishnah is talking about where he promises not to sleep. Although it's a matter of no substance, it's not edav shein by mamish, the neder is effective derabbanan. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says it's subject to the lav of lo yachil, means derabbanan. And in fact, we find a brisa where the pasuk lo yachil is sometimes said to be referring to a neder derabbanan. Mari asks Yehuda again. The Mishnah says, if a husband tells a wife, kainim, that you can't benefit from me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house before Sukkot. So the condition continues beyond the subject of the Isser. So as long as she doesn't go to her father's house before Pesach, she may benefit from her husband. We see that we allow her the benefit, even though there's the possibility that she will go to her father's house after the period of the Neder, meaning all the way until Pesach. So all the way until Sukkot. This refutes Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we would not allow that. So Rabbi Abba said, the Mishnah means if she went to her father's house before Pesach, she would be also to benefit and get Malkus if she does benefit. However, if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, she is still also to benefit because we have to be afraid that she will end up going to her father's house before Sukkot. In fact, the Mishnah continues and says that if she ends up going to her father's house after Pesach, she is subject to the lav of Leachel. This clearly must refer to a case where she did have benefit from her husband before Pesach, which is the period of Isser under the Neder, because if she didn't have benefit, she would not be subject to Leachel. This refutes Rabbi Yehuda, who would say that we would not allow her to have the benefit at all because we're afraid for that they will not keep the period, the condition period. Mar says the Mishnah means to say that if she did have benefit, she would be subject to Yachal. The Mishnah does not mean that we would allow her to have benefit. The Mishnah continues and says, if he made a neder that she cannot benefit from him until Sukkot, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, the halacha is that if she went to her father's house before Pesach, she's also to benefit from him until Sukkot. However, she may go to her father's house after Pesach. This suggests that if she didn't go to her father's house before Pesach, she may benefit from him even before Pesach. So this refutes Rabbi Yehuda's view again. So Rava said, even if she didn't go before Pesach, she'd be also to benefit from him before Pesach because there's a chance that she may still go before Pesach. The Mishnah means to say that if she went and then benefited, she would even be subject to Malkus. Shekhemar Brisa says, if someone says, this bread should be ushered to me today if I go to a certain place tomorrow, and he then ate the bread, he may not go to that place tomorrow. This suggests that we do not prevent him from eating the bread today, and we're not concerned that he'll go to the place tomorrow. Mar says, now the Brisa says, if he ate the bread, and doesn't say that we allow him to eat it, so we say we wouldn't allow him to chatchila, and therefore it's okay according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's basically saying what Rabbi Yehuda says. Shekhemar the Brisa Braisa continues and says, if he went, meaning b'di'eved, to that place the next day, he's subject to lo yachal. This means that we allowed him to eat the bread the previous day and refutes Rabbi Yehuda. Mor says, no, the Braisa means that he may go to the next place the next day since we would never have allowed him to eat the bread on the first day. The reason the Braisa says, if he went in a di'evedic way, was to match the beginning of the Braisa where it says, if he ate, which we said is in a di'evedic way. Misha said, o'imer li'isha koinim sh'ani misham sheikh v'chulu. He's obligated in a Torah to have tashmish with her, so how can he make a neder to affect that and prohibit that? Mor says that obligation would prevent him from prohibiting her to have benefit from his tashmish. The Mishnah is discussing where he says that he may not benefit from the tashmish. In that case, the neder would take effect since he does not make it usher on her; he's making it usher on himself, even though it prevents her from having tashmish as well. Zok the Mishnah, if someone says shua that I will not sleep, or that I will not speak, or that I will not walk, he is usher under a shua. If a person says carbon I shall not eat from you, or ha carbon that would I eat from you, or la carbon I shall not eat from you, he's mutter to eat from the other person's food. Zok the Mishnah must follow Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Yehuda says that a shua is not effective unless he says like a carbon. In fact, the Mishnah says that if he says la carbon I shall not eat from you, he's mutter to eat from him. However, we find in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says that in such a case he would be usher, and Rabbi Abba explained it's because we understand it as if it said your food should have the status of a carbon to me, and therefore I should not eat it. So how could it go according to Rabbi Meir? And for the Gemara in the previous Mishnah, he says la carbon in one word, which can be understood as Rabbi Abba explained. In the Mishnah, he says la carbon, two separate words, which can only be understood as saying this should not be a carbon.